Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Melissa Zula, joins us on today's program discussing the ongoing operations for the food shelf during the summer. Well, Melissa, it's hard to believe, I think, for some people, and some people it's not. Summer is in full swing, and obviously we are talking here at Thursday Nights in Pella about all sorts of nonprofits, but in particular the Pella Food Shelf. It's been a while since you and I chatted. I think last time was in January. First of all, how have things been going over the past 6 months since that Christmas season, and in terms of families that have been served and the things you've been able to do as an organization?
Wow. Well, first of all, boy, you are not kidding. It is a beautiful night out here on the first Thursday night in Pella. So we're just excited to be part of this not-for-profit night. So it's a great showing here for Pella to see all these people out here. But Food Shelf is doing really, really well. You know, we've really been honored and pleased to be able to serve the clients that we have throughout the last year. It has been no secret to anybody that it has been a different kind of year for us all. But we have been we've been able to stay in operation, serve everybody well, and really in the last few weeks in particular, we've kind of been able to get back to business as normal. So, our guests are able to come right on into the shelf, be able to be served face to face, get to do some fellowship, and really just be in community again. So it's been an honor to be able to serve in the last year.
One, oftentimes your service could be a reflection of, I don't know, how our economy is doing and how people and families are doing. And I know that there's always usually a base of people that you're serving, but what has that looked like as we've kind of crawled out of this post-COVID era, hopefully into post-COVID era, and as we do try to find that sense of normalcy again, what have you been seeing in terms of the demand or things that you need to help people with during this time?
Yeah, that's an odd question, though, too, because we've actually really been in flux. So some weeks we're seeing things a little more and some weeks a little bit less. So, but we have been really just continue to be blessed by the folks here in Pella. People have given to us generously. People are remembering us, and we're just so grateful for that. So our clients, our guests have been able to get what they have needed. And we've been able to just continue to keep moving forward and help them move forward. So those numbers have not been as stable as they were maybe in the past. So like I said, some weeks we're seeing more, some weeks we're seeing less. It's been kind of an interesting trend.
Well, and in terms of supplies and things that you need now, what are the things typically as we enter summertime, especially with kids out of school and families all kind of under the same roof again, what are those critical needs you have right now?
Right, so historically, we've seen a lot of families from like spring through fall. Kids are home, and just the demand and needs are different. So I would continue to encourage folks, if you're going to donate some goods, is to just try to think of what you would need in your pantry for your family. So things like macaroni and cheese, hamburger helper, SpaghettiOs, things that kids can serve themselves are really helpful and really are in demand. They seem to come right in and go right back out.
Well, and we are approaching, and I know it's hard to say it, but when we get into summer, we also have to think about the fall and back to school. I know that you and I typically talk again in late July and August about this, but just what's ahead? What are the things that you're gearing up for, knowing that, yes, summer is going to be here, but it seems like those 2 months always seem to go by pretty fast.
Right. I think it's always fun to talk to folks about August, because August usually is our busiest month of the entire year. So we'll see more guests in that month than any of the other than any of the other 12 months. So I guess I just want to remind families that we actually hand out school supplies as well. And they can just send us a quick message on Facebook or on our webpage. Just let us know if that's something that you would be in need of. We would be happy to provide that for you. So we have a lot of local donors, folks who really want to help out with that, including some of our local churches that like to contribute to that program and make sure that kids go back to school ready to go. They have all of the supplies that they need.
Well, and when we talk about supplies and different food items, I know that the easiest way, you told me, even especially in the era post-COVID, is monetary donations go a really long way for your organization. If people want to donate financially, I know that there are some new ways you came up with during COVID. What's the best way for them to step in, help these families with their school supplies, their food needs, and all the above, especially as you enter your busiest months of the year?
Yeah, COVID kind of became the contactless year, didn't it? So we figured out how to have folks give to us contactless. So you can find us on Venmo at Pella Community Food Shelf, as well as just being able to drop off check or cash to our location. And we are located on the backside of the Well building. And so, yeah, monetary donations go a long way for us. We are 100% volunteer ran. And so those donations really just go to help help serve our public right here in the Pella Community School District. So please consider donating to us.
Well, and for people who are new to the community, just remind them when they can participate, if they need the food, if they need the supplies, when are the typical times they can come by and get that stuff?
Yeah, please stop in and pick up some goods and say hello, too. We're there on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. and Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Once again, that was Director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Melissa Zula. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrs.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.